Seaford 801. The Eagles. Ain't no way to hide those lion eyes. It's 5 degrees, Saturday about 7, mainly cloudy today and tomorrow. Look a little shook up, Big Alice. So, what's the problem?
Well, I just got my electric bill, heating bill in the mail. If this thing gets any higher, my white Christmas is going to be the frost on the radiator.
Snow, ho, ho. It's the Humbug Ski Sale on now at Four Seasons Leisure World, 25th and Kingsway. You could win a Fun Seekers trip for two to Hawaii when you shop and save on name brand ski equipment like this Elan Junior Ski Package, including Elan fiberglass skis, 100 to 170 centimeters, Tyrolia bindings, ALNW poles, plus tie straps and safety straps completely installed. Humbug price, just $99.88. At the Humbug Ski Sale, Four Seasons Leisure World, 25th and Kingsway. It's a dickens of a sale.
For PC Fun, Vancouver.
802. On the West Coast, Jim Holt with the most music. Coming up this hour, the Spinners, John Denver, Burton Cummings, Orleans, and the Ritchie family to sing their new disco version of the theme from The Bridge on the River Kwai. This song, too.
Hey, baby.
Fun at 8:04. All right. Music radio in Vancouver doing it for you.
What is that, an air raid?
Just my alarm clock. They're waiting for the phone to ring. See fun at 8:08.
Mm-hmm.
There they are, the Spinners. And we've got 5 degrees. How today be about 7 or so, all right? John Denver, who really likes it in the country, is coming up next. But first, congratulations to Patty Westendorp of Delta, who was the first to call us after hearing my alarm clock. And your chance to put the bite on me for breakfast happens again sometime Monday morning.
Seafund, where winning $100 cash was never so easy.
Hi, who's this?
Erica, you just called out our license plate.
I did. What's your license number?
LX3064.
You have won $100!
Oh, thank you!
What do you think the chances of us calling that license number out?
Oh, I didn't think anything of it.
Oh, well, congratulations. You won $100 cash from Seafund.
Pick up an official fund sticker today at any Gulf service station or white spot, and you could capture $100 cash from Seafund.
For Team Seafund.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back.
Seafund at 8:11. John Denver, he's happy. He's a country boy. All right. We've got 5 degrees in the Jim Hotel, mainly cloudy today and tomorrow. We might have some slippy streets right now, so do take it easy. Jasper W. Peabody, who is head of our Consumer Protection Department, has been checking over the safety of toys. He's brought down a few. What is that one there?
Well, this is a relatively safe toy. It's the Howard Cosell doll. You wind it up and it talks to you. Dictionaries are sold separately.
Now, Christmas fun for all. It's Christmas Fair, opening at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday and on through December 19 in P&E buildings. Christmas Fair is shopping from 100 top exhibitors. It's fantasy with Eaton's Nutcracker Story, a $200,000 animated display. There's also indoor rides, Santa's Palace, choirs, and much more. On Wednesday and Thursday, Christmas Fair's opening nights, there's 2-for-1 admission for adults and golden agers, and kids 12 and under admitted free with adults. Christmas Fair in P&E buildings.
Well, that morning, we've given away $100, given away the breakfast. Now we're going to try to give away a trip to Hawaii, so stand by.
Never been this.
We'll be surprised if we get a little rain today. The weatherman calling for cloudy skies and scattered showers. Seafund News Update, I'm David Palmer. Premier Bennett isn't wasting time. Bennett has called MLAs to Victoria to open the 1977 session of the legislature. The big day, January 13th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The verdict, guilty. The sentence, life. It took a tense 11-member Alberta jury 4 hours of deliberation last night to bring in that verdict against William Nichols of White Rock and Janice Gamble of Vancouver. The couple found guilty in the brutal murder of a Calgary policeman, Keith Harrison. At least 40 drivers will be hitching a ride or hopping a bus to work this morning. Tire slashers zeroed in on South Vancouver last night. Some 40 cars had their driver's side tires sliced to ribbons, the tune of $6,000. A service station attendant is recovering in a hospital at this hour. A bandit panicked during a robbery in New Westminster last night. Earlier, the same crook grabbed $85 from a small New Westminster grocery store. A fire on Pandora last night. The lone woman inside the suite in a hospital. She is suffering from shock. Two bodies have been found. Divers and church authorities are still looking for a third. All three aboard an ill-fated Miss Jean found drifting in Active Pass. And nobody can figure out what turned the fish boat upside down. No storms, and apparently there were no explosions. In sports, the Canucks have a big one tonight. They are in Denver, Colorado to play the Rockies. NHL last night, L.A. fought to a 3-3 tie with Montreal, and Pittsburgh beat the Islanders 4-2. It's 5 degrees at Sea Fun.
Parker Brothers have come out with a new updated Monopoly game. You put hotels on your property and go bankrupt. Well, all right, it's 8:17. It's Orleans. I love this song, you betcha.
We've been together.
But at 8:21, you're still on Orleans, and the gym will chill 5 degrees. At least we got a break with the fog anyway. Downtown, not too foggy. It's still a little slippery, though, so watch out. Looking at a TV guide, there's a good movie on tonight. Bernard Lee, Sandra Dee, Tommy A.G., Wally Mudd, and George C. Scott star in the children's classic Beauty and the Beast. In his magical castle, the Beast says the impossible must be possible here. And he's right, because George plays the Beauty.
When your car takes it on the chin and will be out for weeks, you can either walk your way through a lot of shoes, or you can dial up Kent Auto Body. While they're fixing your car, you can be driving around in one of their many late model courtesy cars absolutely free. Kent Auto Body does the work, and you do the driving in a free courtesy car. Call Kent at 324-1124. 324-1124. Kent Auto Body. For a free ride.
Giving you a shot at an all-inclusive holiday in Hawaii, complete with return jet airfare, hotel accommodation, $200 spending money, and a whole lot more. Be ready to call in for the name of our mystery fun seeker. Diana Ross at 8:22. C-Fun 8:25 is your basic love hangover. Diana Ross and the Jim Welch Show. It's 5 degrees on the lighter side. Our declining dollar, Jasper, will cause the price of food and other necessities to go up. That's what experts say.
Well, it doesn't really bother me, because I'm so darn poor now I can't buy anything. Always been poor, you know.
Oh, how poor were you?
Well, as a kid, I was so poor, a rich uncle died, and in the will, I owed him $20.
Right now, Union Jackson jeans are in the middle of a sale you have to see to believe. The only way you'll ever believe that Union Jackson jeans have thousands of pairs of jeans and cords on sale for $9.99 is to see them for yourself. You won't believe Union Jackson jeans have shirts by Levi and Applebee for just $8.99 each until you see them. That's why they call it the unbelievable sale. Continuing at Union Jackson Jeans, 339 Water Street, Gastown.
826, Music Radio for you.
California.
Seafront at 8:30. I'm Jim Holt. At 9 o'clock, Bob Wilson's guest is the boss's brother, Elwood, who will tell us about his mallard fetish. Should be a good show. Seafront at 8:32. It's now 6 degrees, up 1 in the past hour. Now that the fog has cleared up, our weather forecasting system is back in operation. It consists of a ladder, a pair of binoculars, and the Molson sign. Seafront at 8:35. Brandy, you are a fine girl. Yes, that's Looking Glass in the Jim Welch Show. 6 degrees, mainly cloudy today and tomorrow. We might get a few showers. No fog patches to worry about, at least downtown. Some early morning freezing on the streets is causing some problems, so do take it easy.
What did he say?
Anyway, yes. Well, we're just waiting the arrival of our Mr. Sunshine, Ben Gay. Well, oh, here he is.
Good morning.
Hi,
yes. Mr. Seafun came home late last night, and his wife met him at the door.
What happened?
Well, she said, I guess this means you're going to want your room back.
Hard to believe as it may be, it was just 3 years ago that West Lynn Mall first opened. This Saturday is Anniversary Bonanza Day, and the Westland merchants have pulled out all the stops. First up, the great A&W Root Bear will be strutting about handing out prizes. Then, there'll be a draw for 2 return airfare tickets to Hawaii. Not to mention all the great Westland Mall Christmas gift ideas. Third Anniversary Bonanza Days, now at the Westland Mall on Lynn Valley Road in North Vancouver.
Seafun gives you Hawaii, and all for the name of our mystery fun seeker. If you're the fifth caller now at 738-5121, you can win this trip for two to Honolulu, which spelled backwards is Ululano. 738-5121. Seafun 839, Alice Cooper, I Never Cry. It's 6 degrees, looking for a high today of about 8 to 10. It's going to be rather warm, I think, today. We're just going to give somebody a chance at a warmer place, Hawaii, in a second.
Tonight's the night. Miller's Great Gift Sale goes on all night long, with every single album selling for a low $4.91. All import pop, jazz, rock, and classical albums included in the special offer, along with all 8-track tapes and cassettes. Score super savings on Sony Color TV sets and Pioneer stereo equipment tonight during the Great Gift Sale at Miller's on Granville and Miller's on Davie.
See fun.
where the trip of a lifetime is as close as your phone. You could win for yourself and a friend a fabulous Fun Seekers holiday in Hawaii, including return jet airfare, hotel accommodation, $200 spending money, and more. To grab this glorious getaway, be first to correctly identify our mystery Fun Seeker.
I am the Seafoam, a mystery, a Fun Seeker.
Now, Kathy Lamb of the city, to win a Fun Seekers holiday for two in Hawaii, give me the name of our mystery Fun Seeker. Kathy?
Paul Williams.
Say again?
Paul Williams.
Paul Williams? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Well, that's wrong. Better luck next time, Kathy.
Okay.
Thank you. 14 G-Fun. Well, that was incorrect, you see. We'll have another chance to correctly identify the mystery Fun Seeker and win the ultimate trip for two to Hawaii. And it could happen at any time. Stand by. 8:41.
Skies today, some rain activity expected. CFON News, good morning. I'm David Palmer. Guilty as charged. The sentence, life. No parole for at least 25 years. A court verdict handed down in Calgary yesterday against 27-year-old William Nichols of White Rock and 22-year-old Janice Gamble of Vancouver. The pair convicted in the brutal killing of a Calgary policeman during a robbery and hostage incident. This was the first trial involving the murder of a policeman since capital punishment was abolished by the federal government. Both Nichols and Gamble will appeal the verdict. The two also face further charges of armed robbery, car theft, kidnapping, and break and enter. The U.S. Supreme Court will decide sometime today whether it will issue a stay of execution for convicted murderer Gary Gilmore. An attorney for Gilmore's mother made the petition to the High Court yesterday. Mrs. Gilmore says she wants her son to live. But Gilmore, who will be 36 years of age tomorrow, says he would rather face a five-man firing squad as scheduled Monday morning rather than spend any more time in prison. And now, a song about Gary Gilmore. As it was bound to happen, a group in Walla Walla, Washington are recording The Ballad of Gary Gilmore. A portion of it sounds like this.
What to become of Gilmore, the killer?
Will it be a hit? I don't think so. BC legislature begins its new session January the 13th. No one seems certain as to just when the decision was made, but opposition pressure and the economic conditions of the province appear to have forced the Socred government to call the midwinter session Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. January 13th. Then MLAs from throughout the province will sit for the first session of the new year. Financial structure of UBC looks bleak, according to University President Douglas Kenney. He blames the tight purse strings of the Socred government. Kenney says we cannot guarantee any capital money for future projects, and he warned it could mean tuition fees increase, that they will increase for the 1977-78 school year. And he says no pay increases can be expected by the faculty. Trying to head off a postal strike, the federal government still has faith for a settlement involving technological change. The government refuses to accept the talks have broken off despite the mediator's quick departure from the negotiations. Reporter Donna Martin.
They're doing everything in their power to avert a strike. CUPW executives meet later today to decide that issue. There's a difference of opinion about whether the most recent talks accomplished anything. Postmaster General J.J. Bless says they did. Joe Davidson says they're back at square one. It's obvious the government feels the union's threat of strike action. In the House of Commons yesterday, Bless said he hoped everyone would continue to use the Postal Service without fear of Christmas mail getting lost or never delivered.
Meantime, President of the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce has called irresponsible a statement by Postmaster General Jean-Jacques Blay that he does not intend to interfere in the postal dispute at this time. Baxter says Blay should make certain the conflict between the post office and its employees is settled without disruption of service. You're with CFON News. It's 8:49, 6 degrees and cloudy skies. Divers have now recovered the bodies of two lower mainland fishermen. A third is feared dead after their fish boat overturned an active pass yesterday. The 55-footer Miss Jean was found capsized late yesterday afternoon. Some 40 cars in South Vancouver. At least the car owners are going to need new tires. A gang of youths went on a tire-slashing rampage last night. Over $6,000 in damage. Police investigating. A service station attendant now in fair condition in the hospital after a bandit used a knife on him during a robbery at the Bridgeview service in New Westminster last evening. Earlier, the same bandit got $85 from a small corner grocery store in the Royal City. Five people were rushed to hospital following a car crash right in front of the BC Pen last night. Injuries were not serious, though, and all five were later released from hospital. Fire gutted a suite on Pandora in the city overnight. A lone woman occupant taken to hospital. She was suffering shock. And an arsonist is sought after two separate fires in the 800 block East 8th heavily damaged a car and the sun deck to a house. There's a new, apparently painless method to combat tooth decay. This will be good news for those who just love to go to the dentist. Little actual drilling is involved. The man who co-discovered the method, Dr. Joseph Grundman of Boston, describes the treatment.
The patient has a decayed tooth, and if they use this system, the dentist would drill away or remove any overhanging enamel, that is, enamel that has been undermined, and then the chemical would be sprayed on the decayed lesion through a specially designed pump, and the decay would then be removed by this means.
There's at least one young lady who kept her campaign promise after the United States election. She was a little tired, bruised, and blistered when she finished. But Linda Reinhold held true to her promise to roller skate the 125 miles across Death Valley if Jimmy Carter won the U.S. presidential election. Sometimes it's very difficult to find the winning ticket numbers in one of the many lotteries that are held these days. We'd see fun get dozens of calls every time one is held. Bill Weissman, spokesman for the Western, says you can always check with the people who sold you your ticket if you missed the ticket numbers on TV or the radio. And he says most often they are always listed in local papers as well. And Wiseman told us the Western Express is becoming even more popular than Lotto Canada or the Provincial.
The Express just started in British Columbia. But if you're looking at a comparative, I would imagine that over a year, if things continue the way they are continuing right now, the Express will outsell both put together by quite a bit.
This is CFON News, offering cash for calls to the Eyewitness Newsline at 253-NEWS. Anna Stuck is here to take a look at CFON Sports next.
Good morning, Canada. McDonald's is fixing breakfast for you.
You're the one.
You know what I like about breakfast at McDonald's?
What is it?
Everything.
We're fixing breakfast for you.
Two fresh scrambled eggs with sausage.
That's not a bad idea.
You're the one. We've got it cooking for you.
The Egg McMuffin. It just says, good morning.
Maybe it's a hotcake day.
Hotcakes and sausage is sort of an up, get ready and go kind of breakfast.
Yeah. If it can get me up and going, must be good.
I got up and got it.
All kinds of breakfast drinks.
Even tomato juice.
And coffee.
McDonald's coffee and Danish.
They've got it all.
It's goodbye.
I'm going to go get one now.
Your why McDonald's breakfast is cooked that special way. So come on in, it's a merry goodbye, because you deserve a break today.
Doesn't cost much.
It's a value.
At McDonald's, we do it all for you.
Jog. I run all the way down to McDonald's. It's one of about four blocks from where I live. Yeah.
Good morning, Canada.
Hi, Anna Stuck is here with a look at sport. Canucks not the only club in a slump these days. Heck, even the mighty Canadiens didn't win in Montreal last night. In fact, they needed a goal by Steve Shutt in the final 40 seconds to get a 3-3 tie with the Los Angeles Kings. They're also having problems winning. It was their seventh tie in their last 14 games. No wins in there for Shutt. It was his 27th goal in 27 games. And the Islanders are also slumping. They lost their fifth in six starts right at home as Pittsburgh beat them 4-2. Canucks are in Denver tonight against the Colorado Rockies. The first of four games in a row. Hope to have Hilliard Graves and Larry Carrier in the lineup. The two Atlanta Flames were acquired yesterday in a trade for John Gould. Indication that there'll be more coming as Phil Maloney tried to get something going with his unpredictable squad. Ingemar Stenmark, the Swedish skiing sensation, put on another dazzling display today in winning the Men's World Series giant slalom in Italy. Phil Mahr of the U.S. finished second, 2 seconds behind. Two Australian tennis stars bit the dust today in quarterfinal action in women's tennis in Sydney. Top seed Yvonne Gulagong lost to Betty Stöve of the Netherlands. Margaret Court was defeated by Martina Navratilova of Czechoslovakia. And Surrey Jean Youngberg is one of three Canadians who made it to the semifinals of the Canadian Open Badminton Championships in Toronto, which means a Canadian will be in the finals for the first time in years. Have a good day. Anna Stukas, good morning.
Well, you know, it was the first time I bought a car. I was working up north for a few months, and I saved up a down payment, but I guess I was a little too eager about getting it, and all I could really think about was driving it away. It was a used GTO, but it was in really good shape. It only had 100 miles on it, new rebuilt. But, I don't know, I was pretty dumb. I didn't think about the financing. I mean, the price looked good. Well, it was good, but I didn't shop around enough. I just sort of signed the first piece of paper they threw at me without actually realizing the interest rates. But like I say, I just wanted to get behind those wheels. That was quite a mistake. Now I'm stuck with payments.
The British Columbia Ministry of Consumer and Corporate Affairs wants you to shop wisely. If it's your first car, shop around for financing. We want you to have a good experience in buying a car. We're here to help.
In Vancouver, Sonny Lewis meets author W.O. Mitchell.
Who Has Seen the Wind, first written in 1947 by W.O. Mitchell, is out in a new edition with illustrations by William Karelic. Author Mitchell is in Vancouver to give a reading from several of his books.
It's the story of a boy growing up on the Saskatchewan prairie with just the skeletal requirements of land and sky. And he gets a feeling when he goes out on the prairie, and he's always accompanied by wind. See, who has seen the wind? The wind is symbolic of godhood. It always has been. So it's really saying, who has seen God? Then it's a poem by Christina Rossetti. Who's seen the wind? Neither you nor I, but when the trees bow down their heads, the wind. So it really says, the title, Who Has Seen Reality or Truth or God?
Meet W.O. Mitchell Saturday afternoon, December 4th at 2:30 at the Centennial Auditorium in the Planetarium Building. Sonny Lewis in Vancouver.
West Coast weather, mainly cloudy today and on into the weekend tomorrow with a few morning fog patches, highs around 7 to 9, the lows near freezing. It's 6 degrees at Sea Fun.
I'll tell about you. I'm going to go down to see W.O. Mitchell. He's one of my favorite authors. He wrote that great book, Jake and the Kid and the Lady from the House of Whips. Now, it came up about 10 years ago. It's 8:55. Jigsaw. It's all sky high. See fun at 8:57, sky high with Jigsaw on the Jim Holt Show at 6 degrees. On the talk show today, Clairvoyant and David Young. No, wait a minute. David's been here before, but first time for Claire, I think.
No. David Young is a clairvoyant.
Oh, I
see. Call the general alarm.
Captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril.
A Canadian legend sings of a Canadian legend.
Church bell chimes, if it rang 29 times for each man on the edge. Fitzgerald.
Gordon Lightfoot and the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Two legends on one album. Summertime Dream. From WEA. Christmas sale priced at $4.49 now at Jack Cullen, Brentwood, Guilford, and Kingsgate Malls. 14
Sea
Fun. I will talk to you Monday morning at 6. Oh, I need the rest.
You're right.
Bob Wilson's next at 9 o'clock. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.